This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is doing his best to keep both of his jobs. There's a move afoot among some big shareholders in the bank to not let him be chairman of the board anymore. Mr. Dimon did survive the same threat last year, but he's been through quite a few scandals since then. And right now, what he needs is some political capital, shareholder votes in J.P. Morgan's annual meeting, coming up in a week or two, to be precise. Dimon's going to have to do a lot of politicking to get him, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Think about Kevin Spacey's character in House of Cards. As the menacing majority whip, it's his job to know how members will vote and put them in line.
Don't surprise me.
Rich Galen was a top aide to a real Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, so he knows plenty about managing close votes. First, you count up the votes you've definitely got and the ones you just can't convince.
And if it's still too close to call, then you literally rank the people on the fence in order of how badly you're going to need their vote.
So let's start with the votes Dimon won't win, like those of some large public pension funds. Lisa Lindsley of the government workers union AFSCME brought up the non-binding proposal last year. It got 40% of the vote.
There's an inherent structural conflict of interest when a CEO is the chairman of the board.
Then there are proxy firms which advise shareholders on how to vote. They're influential because many shareholders don't have time to look at every proposal. One of the biggest proxy firms is Glass Lewis, which generally opposes CEOs as chairman. Chief Policy Officer Robert McCormick says this year's vote on Dimon could be tighter.
It's likely that shareholders who may not have supported this in prior years may be more inclined to support it this year, given the troubles with the London Whale.
On the other hand, Warren Buffett backs Dimon strongly. Big money management firms like Fidelity and Vanguard are reportedly undecided, so Dimon's focus is on their votes. The political comparison only goes so far. In business, there are too many votes for even a master whip to get in line for sure. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.